And we're learning more now about the man who's accused of carrying out that terrorist truck attack in New York yesterday. NYPD's Deputy Commissioner John Miller told reporters this morning he believes he was inspired by the Islamic State and had been planning the attack for weeks.
He appears to have followed almost exactly to a T the instructions that ISIS has put out in its social media channels before, with instructions to their followers on how to carry out such an attack.
The man driving the Home Depot rental truck is a legal permanent U.S. resident from Uzbekistan. This morning, President Trump tweeted out, "The terrorist came into our country through what is called the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, a Chuck Schumer beauty. I want merit-based." Let's bring in NPR's Hansi Lo Wang. He's in New York. And Hansi, start there. President Trump blaming this Diversity Visa Lottery Program. It's for people who come from countries with low immigration to the U.S. It's said to balance the immigration to the U.S. But the State Department and FBI aren't saying whether he had a visa from this program. So do we know? And by the way, is that program less vetted than other visa programs?
That's right. Well, let's start with we do not have any confirmation whether or not the suspect in the New York attacks was part of this visa lottery, diversity visa lottery. I spoke with the State Department and also the FBI and the NYPD. They would not confirm. The State Department says all visa applications are subject to privacy laws, and so they cannot speak to any individual visa applications. And in regards to this diversity visa lottery, it's something that certainly we would need to look into more about whether the security concerns are there.
Okay. Well, we know from in that press conference, we also heard from investigators that they will likely be at the scene throughout the evening gathering evidence, but have already found a letter inside the rented truck with references to the Islamic State. What else do we know about the letter and about the attacker?
Well, as far as we know, the NYPD says that this was a note that essentially said in Arabic, a handwritten note said, "Is the Islamic State would endure forever." That's how John Miller of the NYPD summarized that note. And this is they're seeing as indication. One of the pieces of evidence they're citing to say the why they think this suspect was inspired by ISIS to carry out this attack.
Yeah. NYPD's Deputy Commissioner John Miller also said yesterday that police have been speaking with truck rental businesses, also hardware stores, but truck rental businesses over the past year. Miller told reporters the industry has a high level of awareness on how to identify people who are plotting something like this. Do we know what they would say? I mean, how do you screen people renting trucks?
That's a really good question. But so far, John Miller has said that their conversations with these truck rental companies so far hasn't shown anything unusual happened over the past few days, anything that relates to the attack so far. The investigation, of course, is still ongoing. We do know that the NYPD is very sensitive to, you know, this type of attack. This style of attack has been announced on social media by ISIS for a while now. And so the NYPD is trying to be proactive about it in major events, including the New York City Marathon this weekend. They will be having these sand-filled dump trucks along routes in front of major buildings to try to help protect the crowds that will obviously gather.
And we've been seeing those at most big city events. Well, Senator Lindsey Graham is calling for the suspect to be held as an enemy combatant. We remember he was shot by a New York City policeman yesterday after he ran from the truck and operated on, and he is being held. Graham wants him to be held as an enemy combatant, and we understand for one thing that means he can be questioned without a lawyer. What else does that mean?
Well, as far as I know, I think that would be the main issue here that Senator Graham is trying, why he is calling for this in order to get additional information from the suspect and to learn more about what exactly he was planning and why he was planning it. NYPD says this was in the works for weeks. And so there's a lot of information possibly to be learned from the suspect. And Senator Graham thinks that without a lawyer present, there may be more information that could be gathered. However, it's unclear. Senator Graham has called for this. It's unclear what will happen next.
Mayor de Blasio said today the attack wouldn't deter New Yorkers. Let's listen.
And I'll tell you, this violence was an effort to make us blink, and we won't blink. We won't change.
What does it feel like there in New York, Hansi?
You know, last night I was walking around near the scene And a very surreal moment because it was Halloween night. And so folks who lived in that lower Manhattan neighborhood in Tribeca were wandering around the police tape, little children with their pumpkin candy holders and dressed up in different costumes. Simultaneously, NYPD officers were still around, police cars flashing, still investigating the scene. And so, I think a lot of New Yorkers are still in shock and coming to grips with, what does this mean and how do you move forward with so many public events coming up, including the New York City Marathon just this Saturday.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wang in New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.